بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we have not created the human beings and the jinn for any purpose other than our ibadah. Now we know, as far as ibadah are concerned, we know about the fard, salawat and so on, and all the formal ways. But Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned an ibadah which he called the essence of ibadah. He called it mukhul ibadah, and that is dua. He said, ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. In another place, he said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." He said, "Du'a is ibadah." How come Aqala alayhi salatu wa salam? So therefore, what is du'a? Du'a, in simple terms, in one line, is to talk to Allah. It is the conversation between the slave and his Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not keep any rules for du'a. For all other ibadat, there are conditions, there are rules. You cannot pray any way you like. You have to have tahara, you have to have wudu. And if there is no water to make wudu, then you have to make tayammum. And if you are in a state where you need a ghusl, then you must pray ghusl. Wudu will not do. Place has to be clean. And then the salah is according to the tartib of the salah, according to the way it is to be prayed. You can't just pray any way you like, and so on and so on. Same thing for fasting, same thing for sawm, same thing for zakat, and so on, and hajj, all the arkan of hajj, and so forth. But for dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put any rules. You can ask Allah anything you want, at any time you want, anywhere you want, in any situation you want, in any language you want. There is nothing that stands between the abd and his rabb when he is making dua. And so therefore, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua is the thing that we should work on. Now obviously this does not mean we neglect our first salawat and do dua. I mean, I'm sorry, I have to make these explanations which some of you might feel that I am talking down to you or something. It's not for you. There are people who actually ask these stupid questions. So, since their intelligence is challenged, one has to be even more needlessly explicit. There is no dua except tawbah for somebody who is not even obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first and most fundamental condition is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only this person has reached final success. So obedience is the number one condition as far as the love of Allah is concerned. Anyone who claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that claim is false. That claim cannot be accepted, because that if the person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the love of Allah is expressed through obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once you reach that stage of obedience, inshallah, then from that stage we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we do that? We do this through dua. See some of the du'as that Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned to us, and we know also from the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. One is Rasulullah ﷺ said that a man made this du'a, and he said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa li azimi sultanik. He said, oh my Rabb, laka alhamd, to you is all praise and all thanks. How much? Kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik. In keeping with and the amount and extent of it is equal to the glory and magnificence of your countenance, of your face. Wali Azim is Sultanic, and it is as big and as majestic and as vast as your entire creation. Now, does this man know how much Allah created? He doesn't know. Has he seen Allah? He has not seen Allah. But he, through his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through reflection and so on, he came up with these words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him these words, رَبِّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ وَلِي عَزِيمِ سُلْطَانِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the malaika, the recording angels, had never heard these words before. So they did not know what ajr, what reward to give this man, to write for this man, for this particular dua. Remember, when we say reward for dua, you might say, well, what is reward for dua? Because if I'm asking for something, if I'm getting it or I'm not getting it, that is reward. But that's not reward. That is the answer for the dua. You ask for something and Allah gives it to you or Allah does not give it to you. That's a different issue. Reward for dua is because dua is ibadah. Ibadah is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did Allah say as far as zikr is concerned? Fazkuruni azkurkum. Allah said, you ask me, you remember me, I will remember you. The reward for ibadah, the reward for zikr, the reward for dua is the highest possible reward, because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making or remembering us. And in one hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave remembers me within himself, I remember him within myself. When he remembers me in company of some people, I remember him in a company which is better than his company. Yeah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as this dhikr is concerned, as far as dua is concerned, Allah is not even counting there. Allah never counts anyway, but I'm saying that there is no measurement to say that this reward will be so much. Allah is making my dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned me. What is the value of this? So this man, the reward for his dua, the malaika did not know how much. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, your slave has mentioned you in words which we have never heard before. What reward should we write? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what did he say? Now, as I have mentioned many times before, anytime you hear a hadith like this, it does not mean Allah does not know what this. Allah knows. Allah knows before the slave even thought about that, because the words also Allah put in his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the malaika this question to make the malaika witness in favor of his slave. So this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he asks the malaika, what did he say? Because on the day of judgment, the malaika will bear witness about this. So they said, Ya Rab, he said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa li azimi sultanik. So what reward should we write for this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, write his words as he said them. I will reward him in keeping with my glory and majesty, the glory and majesty of my countenance, and I will reward him in keeping with the magnificence of my kingdom. Now what is that reward? And that is for this one dua. And it's not as if this man made this wird of this dua 100,000 times. No, one time. This is the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Similarly, we have the famous hadith narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once passed by a desert Arab, by a Bedouin, who was making this dua. And the meaning of dua is, he said, oh, the one whom eyes cannot see. Yeah. La ya malla tarahul uyun. He said, oh, the one whom eyes cannot see, who cannot be imagined, who is beyond description, who is unaffected by happenings, who cannot be overwhelmed by the twists and turns of time, who knows the weight of the mountains, the volume of the oceans, the number of falling raindrops, the number of leaves on the trees, and everything upon which the night darkens and upon which the day brightens. No sky can hide another from him. No surface of the earth can hide another from him. No ocean can hide anything within its depth from Him, and no mountain can conceal from Him anything within its rocks. And then He says, make the last part of my life the best. Make the best of my deeds the last, and make my best day be the one in which I will meet You. Now think about this. Here is a man, and then there is the whole story about this, where Rasulullah when he mentioned this, and Nabi was so pleased with it that he called the man and he gave him a piece of gold which he had, somebody had given him, so he gave him this piece of gold, and he told him that he is giving it to him because of the beautiful way in which he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just reflect on this dua. What this man is saying here, he is not reciting ayat of the Quran. Right? He is not reciting ayat of Quran. He is simply speaking as a result of his reflection on who is Allah. Right? He is just reflecting on this. Allah knows how many drops of rain fall. Allah knows how many snowflakes there are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every snowflake with a structure which is different from every other snowflake. Just this reflection. Another man, we'll come to this in a minute. Another man made his dua. And one of the Salaf was listening to this man. He was sitting there near the Kaaba when this man comes again. Baddu Arab from the Arab, from the desert. He came and he stood before the Kaaba and he said, oh Allah, I have sinned. He said, Ya Allah, I am a sinner. I am ashamed of coming before You. But I need Your help. And I am coming here because who is there other than You? I know what I am. I know I have no right to stand before You. I know that I am not fit that You should help me. But I am asking You because who is there other than You? I am asking You because there is only You. Now, what does this show us? This shows us that there is this connection between this abd and his Rabb. There is this connection. He knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not talking here about a Nabi or about one of the great Sahaba of Rasulullah or somebody who is, you know, sinless. No, we are talking about an ordinary person like you and me. He did whatever he did. But he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and with istighfar, and he is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, it was only You. I need Your help, so help me. Now this is the thing that I remind myself anew. This relationship with Allah. You know, there is a thing that two things that little children, we can learn so much from everybody. There are two things that little children do. They are not necessarily pleasant things, or at least one of them is not necessarily pleasant, but they do it. And we put up with it and we even like it. One is a spontaneous show of affection, which in Urdu we say laad. Bacha laad karte. Suddenly they will grab you and they will kiss you or something. No? One time in his life, your son or your daughter hugs you and kisses you, and you remember it till the day you die. That one day he did it. The other thing they do is what in Urdu we call zid. Zid karte. I mean, as I said, zid is not necessarily pleasant, but it gets some results. Now, they make your life such a nuisance that you eventually give in, although you know you should not give in. That's the worst thing to do, because if you are giving in, then you are teaching them to do this. The only thing is, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this thing works. And Allah is the only one who doesn't get angry when somebody does zid. Allah doesn't get angry when somebody begs and begs and begs. Again and again and again. You know, you have to give me, Ya Allah, give me, Ya Allah, give me, Ya Allah, give me. Because me. No, Allah doesn't get angry with this. Allah likes this. That's why I always say, ask only Allah, because Allah is the only one who likes the one who asks. Ask only Allah, Because Allah is the only one who likes the one who asks. Everybody else, including me and you, we all get tired of people. If somebody asks more than once or twice or thrice, then you say, what is this? Every time I see this fellow, you ask something. But Allah loves this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his slave who asks him and asks him and asks him. So build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us reflect on this and say, how do we build the connection? We build the connection by thinking, by sitting down, by reflecting, by looking and seeing with our eyes and asking, what do I see from this? What do I learn from this? We learn by glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reflecting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat. Think of His blessings on us. The sad thing is, most of us think of blessings only after it's gone. Think while it is there. What I have, how beautiful it is, how much thanks I must give to this which Allah has given. Can be anything. Simply a painless, you get up in the morning without pain. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You get old enough, you realize the meaning of this. Everyone in their 20s jumping out of bed, you must understand this. Multiply that by 3 times and then you see the fun. It happens. If you live long enough, believe me, there is nobody in the world who is free from, the effects of age. If you live long enough, it will come. Illa mashallah. So therefore, to be thankful for what Allah has given us. And then to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, develop your own language to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you want to say, Allah has not made any boundaries on this, so how can anybody else make any boundary? Say whatever you like to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whichever language you want, in whichever state you want, but talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Build this connection with Allah jalla jalal. Because we know that huwa sami'ul basir. We know that He sees and He hears. He hears and He sees real time. Huwa alimum bi dhati sudur. He knows what's in the heart. With this realization, with this awareness, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to ask Him in a way which pleases Him. And then to give us in keeping with His majesty and grace. And to fill our hearts with His love and with the love of His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.